This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Book the Pod!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Well, it is mid-November. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving here in the U.S., and normally this is the time where we're talking about hockey and the potential of the head coach being fired, but not this year. Today, Coach Dan and I are here to talk about what else? Sweaters.
Yeah.
That's right. Coach Dan, what's going on, man? How you doing? The NHL has released their, what are they calling it? Reverse retro jerseys, sweaters, and we're here and we're going to talk about them. So how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. So this was, you brought it up, I think, in the show that we did with Ryan a couple months ago about how Adidas and the NHL were going to start putting out these special jerseys once a year. And it seems like they're kicking off this tradition now with the reverse retro jerseys. And all of the teams are going back to the 90s. Got that nostalgia feel right now.
I think, yes, it's mostly the 90s. We got a couple in the 2000s, some 70s, a couple 80s, a 40s.
90s is now retro. How
I
how
know.
Sad is that?
40s was the temperature today. God, it was cold. Anyways, yeah, no, I like the idea. I don't like that they've gotten rid of the old red, white, and blues, the vintage ones, because I really like those. Those are my favorite Caps jerseys, as we talked about on a previous show. But, this is an interesting concept. I like that they're not just having home in a way, that they're making things a little interesting. It kind of gives me more of that feel of like European football, soccer, in terms of they always switch up their jerseys every year. And it sounds like Adidas is going to want to have teams with new third jerseys every year, which, yes, is kind of a cash grab, but it's fun. You know, you don't have to buy one. You can just look at them as long as they don't suck, which
a number of these do. I do like to stay up to date with the jersey that I wear. So I do like to get the new jersey whenever it comes out. But if they're doing this once a year, I don't see that tradition continuing with me. So, I mean, yes, it'll be fun to see them playing in these different sweaters. Like, it's always nice when the NFL team wears like the all black jersey and pants and everything. It's at like one game a year they do that. But whether or not the fans react the way that Adidas is hoping, we'll see. But yeah, I think this is a fun little concept. It's something different, and it's 2020. Might as well try something different. I mean, all bets are off at this point.
It's, you know, if they make them cheaper, because I know it's not costing y'all $150 to produce each freaking jersey. So if you make them cheaper, more people will obviously buy them. But at the rate that they're going for now, I don't anticipate. Well, I take that back. Well, who knows? With the pandemic and everything, who knows how many people are going to buy a new jersey. But it's an interesting idea. I do like the idea of having a new jersey every year kind of thing. I think it's going to be fun, but I don't anticipate on purchasing one. And I feel like they're eventually going to run out of ideas.
I think
in
so
terms
too.
Of like, if they're going to go like I don't think they do retro every year, but in terms of like constantly having like a, one what? That has an attachment to the past or an attachment to the team. Eventually they're start coming with just different designs and they're just gonna be making stuff up.
Well, they're going to have to, because teams like Montreal and Philadelphia and Edmonton, they don't really go away from that main logo very often. So,
well, the Caps are done. I mean, you've already pretty much hit all their old jerseys. So,
I mean, and they tried something different with the Stadium Series, and you guys had to be all crying about it. So,
no, you knew we were correct about it.
No,
there's
I
very,
disagree.
Very well, you're wrong because they were terrible.
Well, speaking of other jerseys, the Capitals are also, before we get into the retro, the Caps are rumored to be coming out with a new third jersey, and it looks like potentially it'll be based on the 2015 Winter Classic sweater. So we're getting two new Caps jerseys this year.
Timeout.
Yeah.
How is this the third one if the retro already came out first? Shouldn't the retro be the third one? This is the fourth?
Well, the retro, I think, is only going to be like one or two games. This one, is going to show up like 15 to 20 games, if there are 15 to 20 games this year.
Yes, good point.
Who knows?
I'm fine with them having a couple different jerseys. It's fine. I don't really care. I'm not a big fan of the current like red and whites, so I don't think it's the end of the world if they switch it up. But, you know, this one's interesting. We don't know what it's going to look like yet. We have a pretty good idea at the moment. But, you know, we don't know exactly what it's going to look like. But if you go over to Russian Machine, it's on Twitter. There is a design put out by, I think it's at Ice Aesthetics.
It's from sounds right.
Lucas, I'm going to mispronounce his last name, Dykeman, who it does. It basically has the W with the three stars logo from the Winter Classic against Chicago, but it reverses it so it's the blue jersey, which I know everybody's been clamoring for a blue jersey, which I'm all for. But it's blue, red stripes across the W. There's a lack of intrigue and creativity to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little boring. I like a classic jersey, but this is... It's boring to me. I think if you lower the stripes down to the bottom, then it's not too bad.
I think it's all right. I mean, like you said, it's a little boring because we have seen it with the 2015 Winter Classic. That was only 5 years ago. So it doesn't feel like, you know, that's vintage or retro or anything.
I think I actually like the Winter Classic one better than this. And I didn't even like the Winter Classic one very much.
I mean, I do like this one because, like, again, you said the navy blue. I dig that. That's what I like about the Stadium Series jersey so much is the navy blue. The other one was more like a maroon color, which was kind of weird. But if they want to try something different, go for it. I don't care. Definitely this is the year to do it. But let's get into these retro jerseys. Let's talk about it. So what we decided to do for fans of the podcast is that a couple shows ago, we did logos. And we ranked all of the NHL logos and what we liked and what we didn't like. We're going to go from 31st to 1st. And when we match, we both bring up a jersey this time around, a sweater that we both like. Then we'll discuss dislikes and likes about it. So... that's going to be the show for today, is going through all 31 and see how they rank out.
I would like everyone to understand, trying to rank all of these is not easy.
It's true.
Not because there's some good ones, you don't really know where to have them line up. But at some point, you put the same number in for two different jerseys, and it's really hard to find.
It is, yes.
Because even if you do a search, it's still hard to find it if you're doing that Control F or whatever it is if you had an Apple product. And yeah, it was a pain. There was a good, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes where I was like, what freaking one is doubled? I had all of them filled in, but somehow I had three numbers I hadn't put down yet. I thought you had messed up and forgot a couple of them. And I like went and counted all of the jerseys. Like, no, that's 31. What the heck? So that was fun.
So do you want to start off and give us your number 31, your first one, your least favorite, I guess we should say.
Oh, I'm going first? All right, hold on. I got to find it. All right, so coming in at 31 for me is the reverse retro for the Dallas Stars.
Wow, really? I did not see that as number 31 for you.
Yeah, which, out of curiosity, which one did you think was going to be my 31?
I thought you were going with... Arizona.
Really? Interesting. Okay. I actually have them higher than you'd think.
Okay. All right.
Not a lot higher, but higher than you think. What's your 31?
My 31st is Anaheim.
Oh, okay. Well, Brandon, I think we should talk about it because I have them at number 30.
Number 34, yeah. Anaheim.
Anaheim Ducks. What the hell is this thing? I get it. Like, they had that old logo with the cartoony guy coming up, and it looks like he's got a freaking mallet instead of an actual hockey stick. It's terrible, and it needs to die. They had a perfectly good old logo that they easily could have thrown in there. I had an argument with some friends the other night about whether Disney still has the rights to the name Mighty Ducks or not. I think we came to the determination that Disney does not own the rights to the name, but I don't care because this logo sucks. This jersey is terrible. It's boring. You could easily save it by getting rid of the green on the bottom or leaving the green on the bottom and just go with the freaking old duck logo from the movies. Then you're fine.
So, all right. So this one I ranked as my least favorite because
it's a piece of crap.
I don't like the numbering or the C. I don't like the lettering, the numbering. I don't like that at all.
Look at the C. And now that you've brought it up, yeah, that's pretty bad.
And the bottom of it is water. And he's...
Oh, is that what I'm looking at?
So it's water and it's moving, but the duck is jumping out of it as if it were ice. But you see there's those lines there, which means it's moving water, which means it's not ice. There's too much going on here. This looks like an AHL theme night. Like, come in and try, you know, I don't know, free ice in your drink night. And that's what this duck is doing. But the jersey the duck is wearing, who is jumping out of the moving water that is also ice, the jersey he's wearing, I would rank this way higher.
Oh, yeah. It's
so
terrible.
If you would have kept it that simple, like the duck jumping out, it's too much going on and it doesn't make any sense.
The jersey the duck is wearing is what the jersey should be, or that logo at least, which is on the sleeves, I believe.
Yeah,
or,
that's a theme. That's a theme with a lot of these, is that I like the shoulder logos way more than the chest logos.
Yeah, I think that's fair. For a couple of them, yeah. There's different reasons for my hatred of some of these. All right, should we go on to the next one?
All right, so number 30 for me.
Yeah.
Las Vegas.
Oh. All right, so then we're going to what, my 29th? Well, Brandon, let's talk about Vegas.
Vegas!
This almost came in at 31 for me because, A, you can't have retro if you've only been around for 3 years. Settle down. But number two, what am I looking at? I get it's your secondary logo, but they made it out, or my understanding is they tried to make it out like it was a homage to an old like International Hockey Federation team or something like that.
I think it was their minor league team that
used
to be in Vegas.
But it doesn't look like that.
Yeah, if they would have done the coloring from that jersey from back in the 90s of that minor league team, then I would have been for it. But this weird red-orange
Yeah, they should have done their main logo with the old with that other team's colors, and you would have been fine. You could have switched the lines or whatever. This sucks. This thing's terrible.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's not a bad t-shirt. If you fix the lines a bit, it's not a bad t-shirt. But jersey, terrible.
All right, so my 29th.
We're not going to spend a lot of time on this one.
Yeah. My 29th, going up up to Pennsylvania for a little bit. Philadelphia Flyers.
Oh. All right. We're not talking about that one yet.
Okay.
All right. My 28th, San Jose Sharks.
All right. A little teaser here. You're not going to hear that one for a little bit from me, but
really?
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right.
It won't be that long, but it'll be, you know. All right. Number 28, another one we can talk about. The Dallas Stars.
All right, hold on. I'm about to get angry. Okay, so would you like to go first while I try and find a better picture of it?
So it's very difficult to read. The white, the silver on the white. It's very difficult to read. I like the logo, though. Like that's the Dallas Stars logo I actually enjoy.
Yeah, that's fine.
I feel like if they would have reversed it and they would have done green and then a silver inside, I would have liked it a little bit more.
Okay, so here's my problem with this jersey. I agree with you on the green, by the way. I think a green jersey would be great. The giant star.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like a star when you're moving around. It just looks like cockeyed lines. So that's terrible. Why is the jersey a different color than the location of where the logo and the text are? Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
That's like white, while the other part is like a gray.
Yeah,
It makes no sense. It's terrible. It looks bad. The C for the captain, the numbers all look great, very classic. That's fine. But the rest of it's just a piece of crap. It looks like it was haphazard, made by a kid. Not that children can't make nice things, but it just looks like someone didn't know what they were doing and just threw something together. It's bad. Now, if you went with this, and you underneath the black lines were, if that was like the green or black, mm-hmm. that actually would be a bit of an improvement. But still, it's pretty bad. That's why this one became 31 for me. It's terrible.
Let's just get off of that real quick. What do you think of their blackout, their neon jersey that they released?
I didn't mind that.
It's definitely like a Degeneration X, Tron.
Yeah, very Tron, very DX.
So I feel like I would have loved this in 2001. Absolutely. But right now, I don't know. I kind of want to see it on the ice before I give it too much judgment.
Which one? Tron or this piece of crap?
The Tron one.
Oh, Tron one, fine. Yeah, let's see it on the ice to then make fun of it. I don't need to see this one on the ice to know it's terrible. That's why it's 31 for me.
Now that you bring it up, the sleeves on this one where it finishes the star. Yeah, that really bothers me now. I did not see that until you pointed that out.
that was supposed to be a star. The body part bothers me more than the sleeves. Either way, it sucks. All right. I'm up to my what? 27th? 27 for me. Oh, this one pains me because I like the team. It's my West Coast team. It's the Vancouver Canucks.
Really?
Yeah. I really don't like this one.
That surprises me.
We'll talk about it.
Not anytime soon.
Really? All right. I'm curious as to your thoughts on this.
All right. My number 27, Columbus.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I have them higher than that. But I can't. Oh, no, I don't. Never mind. We'll talk about them in a minute. Number 26 for me is the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Wow, we have very different opinions this time
around. We already knew we were very different opinions every time we play this game.
That's true. All right, so that was your 26th pick?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. My number 26th pick, the LA Kings.
All right. Well, we're not talking about that one for a while.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, about 20 to go. I just typed the wrong number. Okay, 25. Let's talk about the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Oh, okay. So the Blue Jackets.
So at 25, Columbus, here's my problem. I actually really like the layout, almost really like the design of the jersey, right? Ignoring right. The logo, the numbers, the C looks a little funky, but whatever. The stars on the sleeve, on the cuff, I think is a nice touch, except for the fact that when players are wearing their gloves, you're not going to see it. So it defeats the purpose. Okay. That should have either been up higher, or that actually would have been really nice having the stars along the waist. The logo is a gigantic dumpster fire.
Yeah.
I hated that logo, and it's not any better. It's a little better, but it's still terrible. I think without that logo, it's not bad. Also, the white all the way around just looks weird to me. I don't like that. You know, I think otherwise, I think if it was red up and then white, no, that also would look terrible. I take that back. Yeah, I don't like it.
I'm not a big fan of the logo. This looks like a Caps logo, though. This does not feel like a Columbus. Look like a
Caps jersey. Columbus is more blue. Yeah. It's reverse. So, but yeah, I don't like it.
I do like the stars on the sleeve. I understand where you're coming from. You're not going to see it with the mm-hmm. gloves on, but that's something I'd love to see the Caps to incorporate on the sleeves. I really do dig that part.
I think that you put it on the waist. It looks real nice.
Nah.
No, nah. You could have it old cap style where it's going like up instead of across the wrist. It goes up the sleeve a little bit. No? All right.
I like this. Like if
as a Caps... fan, you can have it because it's nice, but as a player, you're not going to see it when it's on the ice.
Yeah, but the Caps are kind of doing that right now.
Drops his gloves.
Right, with the pants that they're wearing and the helmets, and even on like their Facebook cover photo, it's just the three stars in like the lower right hand corner. I dig that very simplistic look. I really do like that. Like this, if you were a Caps fan and they had that on their jersey, that could be an easy tattoo you could get on your wrist, just like the three stars are on your wrist. That would be an easy tattoo to show your team and what you enjoy about them. But for this one. That's about the only thing I like about this jersey is the stars on the sleeve. Everything else reminds me of the Caps, and the logo is terrible. If they put the shoulder logo on the main part, this would be higher. Again, I like the shoulder logo more.
Yeah. No, I'm down for that. All right, who do you got at 25?
25, I have Tampa.
24, I have the Detroit Red Wings.
24, okay. At 24, I have the New York Islanders.
Really? Okay. Is that because it's the Islanders, or you generally don't like the jersey?
We'll talk. We'll talk about it in a little bit.
At 23, I have the Winnipeg Jets.
23, I have Nashville.
Number 22 for me. We're talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Tampa Bay Lightning. All right.
Logo is terrible. It's dumb. The circle is very silly. It's very boring. It's boring for me. I'm not a huge fan of it.
This just, I feel like they just got away from that logo. So, I mean, I know it's been a couple years, but it's still kind of fresh in my mind. So for them to bring it back so soon, I'm like, yeah, I don't see how this is like a throwback.
Yeah, well, Vegas has a throwback, so that kind of throws everything out the window. it's very dull for me. It looks like it could easily be like it's basically their old jersey. Like I don't find it to be all that interesting.
Yeah.
And very boring. The white cuffs, I don't understand that either. I don't know. What's your 22?
22 for me is Ottawa.
Really?
True all story.
Right. Yeah, we do have very differing opinions. Number 21 for me, Brandon. Let's talk about the Philadelphia Flyers.
All right.
One, screw them, except for Gritty. Gritty's awesome.
Gritty is pretty funny.
Yeah, I hate so much that he's a part of the Flyers.
I know.
Because he's so funny. The bits that they do with the Gritty are hilarious. And it pains me to say I like any aspect of that team. But it does make me happy to know their jerseys are terrible. What's going on with the arms?
It's a lot of colors on the arms.
Yeah, why is it like comes in cuffs around halfway? Like it's just... And then it's got the white sleeve. It almost looks... You know what it looks like? Remember when the style was to wear a long sleeve shirt and then you wear a short sleeve shirt over it?
Yes, that was Josh Hartnett and the Faculty.
Or me in high school. So that's what this looks like.
You know, I didn't see that before, but yes, I agree with you.
That's what it looks like, which doesn't help. But on top of that, the t-shirt on top looks stupid because why is there orange and black and then all of a sudden there's just the black around it? The orange is gone. So I don't like it. And I still don't really know what their logo is.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much you can do with the Flyers because, again, they're one of those teams that just don't change.
Well, you could not make it look like Josh Hartnett and the Faculty. Good movie, by the way.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Watch that one, kids. Yeah, this doesn't really do anything for me. It's like, yep, it's the Flyers. It's black and orange.
It's dull.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. You're 21.
My 21, St. Louis.
Oh, man, you and I are not on the same page here. All right, number 20 for me. Brandon, let's talk about the Nashville Predators.
The Predators. So you see, the same thing that I said about the Philadelphia Flyers, I'm saying about the Predators. This has, like, it's, yep, that's the Predators. Like, there's no, there's nothing, are. Yep, there's nothing special about this. It's like, oh, we were forced to do a jersey. Here it is.
So the Nashville one, the thing I find really interesting, and not in a good way, is the diagonal aspects on the sleeve really bother me.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, I guess it's my personal preference, more straight lines. I guess I find that to be more my style. You know, that I'm never a huge fan of that logo, mostly because it's just weird looking and they're not the saber-toothed tigers or whatever. So I don't know. This one always, this is a weird one for me.
I really would have rather have seen the shoulder patch as the main logo. I like that one more. The saber-toothed skull. That's really cool. This one just looks like their logo.
Yeah, see, I would have gone with the more of the 2009 to 2011 blue. Looks like the third jersey kind of look. Very blue and white. White little thin white stripes. I think that one would have been much better choice than this monstrosity that we have before us. That's my say. Okay. Brandon, what's your number 20?
My number 20 is Edmonton.
Really? Not a fan of the classics?
No.
All right. Interesting.
Again, they don't change. Like Edmonton, like you can tell. Philadelphia, the Islanders.
There's a lack of creativity in some of these.
I've seen all these before.
So my number 19, the Florida Panthers.
My 19th. Now this one is going to go against everything I just said.
I did that a couple of times while doing this.
About creativity, but my number 19 is Calgary.
Did you already say? Oh, okay. Interesting. All right. My inability to type. 18 is the Arizona Coyotes.
Okay. I thought that was going to be your least favorite, but no, middle of the pack.
We'll talk about it.
We'll get there.
Yeah. We'll talk about it at some point.
All right, 18, we can talk about it. The San Jose Sharks.
Oh, finally, this one. Okay, so my favorite line someone has said about this one is my wife actually said, we were looking at them the other night, and she goes, that looks like a sweatshirt.
It does.
It does. It looks like a sweatshirt, which probably doesn't tell because the guy's probably wearing a sweatshirt at the model. But I don't like it. I don't like the curvature. Like, I don't get it's supposed to be waves or what's going on around the elbow. I was never a huge fan of that shark logo anyways, because why is he eating the stick? You're supposed to want to play hockey. I don't know. I don't like it. I'm not a fan.
I think, I mean, it's okay. I do like the logo. I'm a shark guy, so I dig it.
I don't mind sharks. I just think that shark's dumb.
And I think if you take the white out of the sleeve, I probably would have liked it a little bit more. But there's just, I don't know. It's just very odd. Or like, why is it white and then gray on the center of the jersey?
Yeah, there's there's too many colors.
Pick one.
Right? Like, I think you either have a black jersey, which I think if they just got rid of the gray and had the black, actually, that would look really nice.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Good. Yeah. So I think that's where they dropped the ball.
That, and then keep the aqua C and even the aqua around the neck. Yeah, that would be really nice.
That's definitely better. Yeah. No, drop the ball. Adidas, terrible.
All right, so I just did 18, so all it's right. Your 17.
My 17. Sorry, Dad. It's the Buffalo Sabres.
Well, we're going to talk about them because my number 17 is the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah! Buffalo. Okay, so I don't necessarily dislike this. This is where I get to the part where I actually don't like necessarily dislike them.
Right.
I just don't like them as much as I like other ones. I feel like the logo, like you've been saying, the logo on the shoulder of the actual Buffalo should have been the one on the front. And then if they had done that, I'm fine with this jersey. Also, it feels like the logo itself is a little low. Like, it's more on the stomach than the chest.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like the minimalist logo, though. I like just the double sabers. I think that's kind of cool. I don't like Buffalo in the name at the bottom.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me as much. It's a little silly.
Like, if you had that on one of the arms, maybe. But
That's interesting. You put on I think there's too many letters. But have it on one arm, that's an interesting idea. I'd be curious to see what that would look like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the logo needs to switch. I like the colors, like you said, the minimalist of it. Getting rid of I think Buffalo was actually on the jersey. It looks like that they're sort of modeling. See, is the old, when they had those, when they went with the black, red, silver
right
thing. The Miroslav Shatan. I can't speak. Miroslav Shatan era. Did I ever tell you that story about when I went to see the Caps play the Sabres? My dad's from outside Buffalo. We're at the game. He leans over to me, kind of giggling. And I'm like, what's going on? And he goes, the woman in front of us just said, they have a player on their team named Satan. I was like, nah. Not helping the rest of us Caps fans not look bad. So it's basically they modeled it after the old red one they had there. Expanded the size of the logo and then just had the modern colors, which is seems like what the sort of the idea of this is. It's okay. It's not bad. You know, we got to the point where they're actually, I pretty much like the rest of them. My 16 is the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Spoiler alert. They do crack my top 10. So
turn in your Caps fandom card.
I really want to. I know.
I actually probably could have ranked the Penguins one. We'll talk about it later, but I probably could have ranked it higher.
Yeah.
There's just one aspect of it, and it might be the way that the model looks in terms of the way they're standing that throws it for me. But I'm a sucker for the team name or the more the city diagonally. I've wanted the Caps to do one that says Washington or Capitals diagonally written down forever.
Yeah.
I really do think that would be a cool one. Hey, maybe because Adidas switching up every year, we'll have one of those eventually.
I got an
idea for them. So, all right, here's what they do. Every team gets paired up with their biggest rival, and then you have to basically have their jersey with your colors and your logo, and that'll be 1 year.
Ooh, that's interesting. But, like, Carolina's going to be clamoring for us, and we're going to be like, no, we're up against Pittsburgh, not you guys. And they're like, come on, you're our rival.
Diagonal jersey. Didn't Carolina have one of those?
I'm sure they did.
No. And if we switched, it really wouldn't be all that interesting. It basically would be very similar to what we have now. Or the retro ones, I mean. So, not these retro, the actual vintage retro ones. Anyways, okay, so my 16th was Pittsburgh. Who do you have at 16?
16, I have New Jersey.
All right, 15, I have... Let's talk about them. Calgary Flames.
In my head, this is what the C looks like if you just turn it to see the front of the C. You know, if like the C was like a 3D object and you turned it, is that like what we're looking at?
Oh. I don't know. I like it. I think the underneath the yellow could have been red. Like you just flip the red and the yellow and then make the rest of the sleeves and the bottom red and it would have been fine. But I like it. I like the horse logo. I think it's actually kind of cool. It's a little like EA NHL create your own team logo E, but
right.
I don't mind it. I think it's actually kind of cool. And I like, you know, I think it'll look good when the players are on the ice. I think that's one that will actually stand out and look pretty good. I think it would help if the guy's not wearing a freaking sweatshirt underneath, so it looks weird. All right, your 15.
I still don't understand, like, why is his head on fire? And is that, is that a fire mustache?
His head's not on fire, he just has a red mane.
Manes are in the back.
What if he's a French, like, early 1900s with that, like, big French mustache? That's actually what you're seeing.
I don't know. Well, I mean, at least they put the Calgary Stampede in there and
incorporated. Yeah, it makes more sense than the local NBA team.
That's all right, fine, but still. All right, where were we at? 15?
You're 15, right. Sir.
So let's talk about them. Florida Panthers.
So here's my problem with the Florida Panthers. It's hockey in Florida. No, my actual problem with them is that I think it's just I was never a huge fan of this logo. I think the logo is stupid. I think that it's okay. I don't like the logo. The jersey itself isn't half bad. I don't understand why the top and the bottom of the body have straight lines, but the sleeves don't.
That's my biggest complaint.
That's weird. But I think if it was like, honestly, you could take this jersey and put like a Caps logo on it, minus the diagonalness, and I'd be like, all right, I'm down for that.
Yeah, the sleeves being
actually,
diagonal.
Actually, you know, this jersey, you know whose jersey this should be? This should be Vegas's.
I could live with that. Yeah.
I think if Vegas took even their stupid secondary logo, which is a good secondary logo, bad primary logo, you put that on this one, not half bad.
I did rank this one higher than you, though, because I do like the leaping cat. I like that logo. Yeah, I'm a little bummed they didn't put the hockey stick in his paws. Like he has been in the past. And this also just reminds me of my cat at 3 a.m. So
fair enough.
All right. So that was my 15th. So we're moving on to 14.
14 for me is the Chicago Blackhawks.
And 14 for me, I think we can talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
The Detroit Red Wings.
All right. Here's my problem with this one. It's boring. It's not bad. I think Detroit always just had pretty classy, but this one, it's white. It's got their logo and it's got gray. It's got one line, a stripe on each arm and along the bottom. It's very boring. This one also I could see is like a sweatshirt.
Yeah. If the gray would have just turned red, I would have been okay with that. I would have ranked this one higher if they did like the old school D. I think they've done that for a Winter Classic or a Stadium Series.
Yeah.
Before.
Let me look that up while you keep talking.
But I would have liked that a little bit more. I feel like with this team being so old, you could have really done something. You could have really gone back and looked at, been really retro and gone with like Detroit spelled out or a D or something besides just the wheel.
So if you go and you look, they didn't have Detroit written out. A couple of special events. I'm on NHLuniforms.com. They've had some interesting ones in the past, you know. I actually would have liked for them to go back and look at the Detroit Cougars or the Detroit Falcons. These are from the 1920s and 1930s. They have some really interesting ones I feel like they could have gone with. It looks like they actually modeled the 27-28 Cougars in the 91-92, the NHL 75th anniversary thing. But actually, that would have been pretty cool. So basically, it's got a bunch of red stripes on the sleeves and in the middle, and then it says Detroit across it. I actually really like that one. That would have been cool. I think this one's just really kind of dull.
Yeah. I mean, it feels
there's nothing
like
interesting about it.
Another one of those jerseys where I feel like, yeah, I've seen this before.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Number 13. I got the Montreal Canadiens.
Number 13 for me, The Winnipeg Jets, so we can talk
about
them.
There we go. All right, let me find them. Okay, so I'll let you go first before I go.
This one, I actually, when I did my initial assessment of like where I was going to put stuff, they actually were in the top 10 because I actually was like, you know what? They are honoring the past, but they're still using their colors that they have now. So I get it. I dig it. But as I started going through it a little bit more and more, it kind of just kept falling because I don't know, like it's, I like it a lot. I really don't have that much bad to say about it. I dig it. And I think if some of these other teams just, I don't know. I can't tell you why I ranked it there. It's kind of middle of the pack, but at first glance, I was like, cool jersey. I like it. Honor the past, but still get that today feel. But I don't know. It just fell. So I like it. I don't have that much bad to say about it.
This is the one, Brandon, the one I'm holding up right now, which is great for an audio medium. This is the one they should have done. Right?
But they did.
No, but they didn't have to make it with their boring current colors. It's very dull and drab, and the only reason it ranked higher for me at 23 than it should have been is because I really like that logo.
Yeah.
They dropped the ball on this one. I really think it's very dull, it's very bland and boring.
Maybe if they would have had a little drop of red and made the airplane, the circle red to kind of go with what it used to look like and just done that, that would have been different.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they botched it. That's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it. All right. My number 12, let's talk about the New York Islanders.
Islanders.
I like the classiness of it. It's not very creative or clever, and it's not, you don't look at it. I mean, you look at it and you go retro. I don't really know how to reverse retro. I actually kind of wish I wouldn't have ranked it very high but I'm fine with them looking stupid. But they should have gone with their little Islander guy from the mid-90s.
Yeah.
I actually think that would have been worse, but I would have been okay with it, if that makes sense.
See, that's what I was looking for, I think. I think that's why I didn't
with,
rank
like,
it higher.
With, like, the wave on the body.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, and I would have been okay with it.
But again, this is one of those that there's no creativity. I feel like I've seen this before. I'm not really
like
that
the
impressed.
Classy colors. It's very, everything straight lines. Looks good. It is kind of boring. So that's why I ended up at 12 for me.
Yeah, I'm just, nah.
I feel like it's I want to go back and redo these. But anyways.
All right, number 12 for me. We can talk about it. The Arizona Coyotes.
All right. So I don't dislike this one. I think if this one was a t-shirt, I'd probably buy it. I'd get in trouble for buying another t-shirt, but whatever. But I like, even though I had an 18, I probably should have ranked this one higher now that I think about it. I like, I'm trying to go find a bigger, better picture of it. I like the kind of like, it's very against how I normally am, but I like the bottom where it's got like the cactus and kind of has like the background. I actually do kind of like that because it's not in your face. Like if that was the whole jersey, like the background within the Coyote logo, that would have bothered me. I like that it's not the primary focus.
I dig these jerseys a lot. This one does feel like an AHL team.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like a theme night, like cold night in the desert, teddy bear toss. Like that's what it feels like, and I dig it. I really like it. I love the purple. I think that's really a good color.
I do like the purple.
It's very different. And I love the shoulder logo. Little lizard guy. That's cool.
There's a lizard guy? I didn't even see him. Wait, who are you talking about? Not Coyote?
Yeah. No, it's a lizard.
Where are you talking
it's
about?
It's a little gecko on the shoulder.
Oh, I can't see the shoulder from the picture I'm looking at. Okay, that's why I don't know what you're talking about. That makes sense. That's kind of cool. I actually like that as a secondary logo if that, not without knowing specifically what it looks like. I think that'd be kind of cool. No, I think this would be a cool t-shirt. I think it'll look nice on the ice. I agree it's a bit of an AHL, but there's a reason it ended up at 18 for me.
All right, so number 11 for you.
Number 11 for me is the New York Rangers.
Okay.
They probably should have been higher now that I think about it.
Number 11 for you. Number 11 for me, we can talk about them, the Montreal Canadiens.
Same thing for me as my thoughts on the Islanders. It's classy looking, you know? It's not very creative. They basically just kind of flip the colors around.
Well, I mean, if you're saying retro reverse, This is exactly retro reverse.
Adidas got it right on the nose with this one.
They really did. They're like, all right, well, there's only three colors we can use. Let's switch them. And but I like the dark blue. I don't know. I am partial to like a dark blue.
It's okay. It bothers me for some reason. But I, you know, if I'm a Montreal Canadiens fan, I'm like, yeah, I'll shell out some money for it.
But again, this is nothing special. I haven't not seen this before, but I dig it. I like the blue.
It easily could have been a third jersey they came out with, and we're like, we're going to wear this occasionally at home. And people would be like, yeah, all right. Number 10, your old team, the Boston Bruins.
Okay. And we can talk about them because number 10 for me, the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, we matched up again.
So this was the logo I ranked number one for me in our last show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this jersey, I'm only giving it a 10.
I like that it's on the chest and not like the Sabres one where it's like on their stomach, which I still think is weird. It's not the most interesting jersey, but it's very classy. Straight lines again, I like. A little bright. Yellow is a little in your face, but I like it. I like it.
See, I feel like we've seen this before when they played the Winter Classic. We kind of saw this already. I would have liked to have seen the shoulder patch as the main logo. That crazy-eyed bear. I would have dug that. If you're really doing reverse, let's put that bear on the front, put the little B on the shoulder.
I'd be down for that bear. That would be cool. Do you put the B on the shoulder then? Or you just leave it off completely?
I say you don't do the B in the circle. You just literally do the B.
Oh. Okay. I'm down for that. I like that.
I would have done that. But, I mean, this is a Bruins logo. It's an awesome logo. We've seen it a zillion times. I like the stylized B from the Winter Classic a couple years ago. I guess it's been like 10 years by this point. But, you know, it's a fine. It cracked the top 10 for me. It's a fine looking jersey.
You know, if it's on the ice, I'm sure it'll look fine. It's a little bright. The yellow needs to tone it down a bit.
Yeah.
All right. Number 9 for me is one we're going to talk about. I feel like we're going to end up talking about all of the rest of them at this point. Number 9 for me, the New Jersey Devils.
All right, number 9.
Holiday spirit with the Christmas theme jersey, but it goes back to their old jerseys, you know, the way that they started in the 80s with the red, white, and red, white, and green. But, you know, I switched it up a bit and went green on it instead of red being the main color of the jersey. So I like it. I actually think it looks pretty nice. I think it's very classy. The logo needs to come up a little bit. I still think it's in a weird, like, it's like the Sabres one where it's like right on the stomach. But I like it.
I like it too. I mean, it's definitely old school and it's got those Christmas colors. It's going to be a little weird wearing this, in February, if they play in February. I like it, but it's all right.
It's, well, they've had special event where they went, the Heritage uniform stadium series. They went with the old thing, so it's having the green in there, but the green's never been the main focus, so that'll right. be interesting to see.
Yeah, I think it's a good looking sweater. I like it, but it's going to be really odd to be wearing that when it's not November or December.
Yeah, probably.
I would, you know, there's something I would love to see the Caps do. Give me a Christmas jersey.
You know what? A warm up or a practice, not a practice jersey, but like they go out in a warm up jersey is like a Christmassy theme one. I think that would be kind of fun.
Yeah, I could do the Weagle in green and red. I could go for that.
That'd be good. I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
Right. What's your number 9?
Number 9 for me is Minnesota, don't you know?
Oh, we're not talking about that just yet. Number 8 for me, let's talk about the St. Louis Blues.
All right.
I like this one. I actually think it's quite classy. You know, it's got the diagonal, which, you know, I know I'm not as big a fan of, but I actually think it looks quite nice. It's got the name in there, but it's not like in your face. You know, it says St. Louis just at the top of the little note leafy thing. You know, I think the colors, the color of the numbers will be easy to see on TV and in stadiums if fans are allowed to go to stadiums at any point during this upcoming season. I like them. You know, I feel like I could see a lot of fans buying this one.
I could definitely see a lot of fans buying this one. This definitely does seem like a retro jersey. I think if you are a St. Louis Blues fan, you are buying this jersey because it is just such a throwback. However, from the colors and those thin lines at the bottom, to me, this looks like a fast food logo. Like, I can be like, come on down to Jack in the Box or McDonald's or something, and these are the people that go to Sonic, and these are the people that serve you on rollerblades.
So it's basically, it's their 95 to 97 jersey, just they flip the blue and the red, and I think based on this, and it might just be the way the person's standing, though, is the logo tilted, or is it just the way that person is standing?
I think it's tilted.
Okay. I don't mind that.
If, again, here's another one. Put that shoulder logo as your main one.
What's the shoulder? I can't see the shoulder logo. Oh, it's the, ooh, the musical note. That's not bad. I actually do like that.
It's a fine jersey. I just, it makes me feel like I'm about to go, you know.
Now I want some french fries. Thanks, man.
Pick up a burger and a shake.
Oh, do I have fries? Oh, we have fries. All right, I know we're having dinner now. Anyways.
All right, so we're at number eight me.
Yeah.
All right, we can talk about them. The Vancouver Canucks.
All right. Go ahead. You tell me why you like this one so I can tell you about why it's terrible.
This is the same reason why I like the Winnipeg Jets. It is to a old jersey, but they are incorporating their colors now. And I like their colors now. Again, I like the dark blue. I like the dark green. I even said this about the NFL. If I wasn't a Ravens fan and I was just going purely on aesthetic looks, I would be a Jets fan because that dark green and black jersey they wear is awesome. But this one I dig. I like the fade. That is very 90s. Only thing I probably would not have done is done the different shoulder colors. I would have had that be all blue and had the fade going all the way down. But I dig it, and that Canucks logo is classic. I love it.
All right, like the logo, like the numbers. Sleeves could be different, but the fade, you can't see it because the logo is too freaking big.
The logo is big. I will
so
give you that.
The logo being that big, it makes it hard to see the fade. So I didn't even could tell it was the fade until you said it, and I zoomed in and I went, "Oh, there's like a fade there," but you can't really tell.
It's a gradient.
It's a very small amount. It's hard to tell. So it just looks like the top is blue and the bottom is green, and that's it.
Braden Holtby and Nate Schmidt and Jay Beagle, they'll do this jersey proud.
They'll be embarrassed to wear it. No, you know, I think if they wanted to go vintage, they should have gone the old – you could have done the V colors, the old – well, they wouldn't go with those colors, but the old yellow, red, and black. Or you could have done the skating guy. You know, that would have been better.
All right. So number seven for you.
My number seven is, there's a bunch of different sevens on here. So doing a search doesn't work as well. All right. Let's talk about the Ottawa Senators,
who I ranked 22nd. At 22.
Okay. So here's why you're wrong. So I actually like it because I feel like it's pretty classy. I like that the stripes on the sleeves are actually spread apart. I feel like they need to be a little bit further apart so that the numbers aren't touching the stripes, but that's fine. I like that it's just the single black line at the bottom. I think it's very classy, very clean. I think it's one. I think it'll depend. I'll be curious to see what the rest of it is, like the pants. If they're red pants, it's going to look weird. My guess is you have the black pants. So I think it's good. I like it.
I
want
to see the shoulder logo.
It.
I would like to see the shoulder logo.
Is there a shoulder? Oh, there is. You know what? I don't know what it is. Let me see if I can find it out.
Now, I rank this so low because it feels like every other Senators logo or sweater I've seen. I do like the old school logo. I think they're going back to that as just their logo now. Mm-hmm. So I do like that. I like the stripe at the bottom and the sleeves. I like the numbers in the stripe, even though they kind of overlap. It's a little weird.
Oh, it's the S logo on the shoulder.
Okay. I can't see that. But to me, this looks kind of boring. I feel like I have seen this before.
That's fair. I mean, they could have done more, but I like it's very clean. I think that's why I like it. And I like the logo, and I think that sells me on it. I think the sleeves just spread those, either make the numbers a little smaller, probably just spread the stripes out a little bit and you're fine.
Yeah. All right. Number seven for me, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
All right. So I don't have a lot to say about this one. I know I ranked it 16th, probably partially because it's Pittsburgh, but I probably could have had it higher. The arms straight line instead of having it at the angle because you have a straight line on the body. The name, I feel like it's off-centered. Am I crazy or does it look like it's off-centered?
I don't think it's off-centered.
It looks like the P starts kind of over like the middle of the right chest.
Right.
And but the GH is like going off to the side. Now maybe it's just the way
it's a long word.
It's so too bad. That's my problem with it. It looks like the name just looks kind of funky. It could just be the way the model is standing. It's probably fine, but
yeah.
And it is a long word. It's all very crushed together, which the same thing would happen if you had Washington or Capitals. But I'd like me a diagonal text.
Yeah, this one here, I hate saying it, but I absolutely love it. I think it's a great looking sweater. The primary color being white, you're not really seeing that a lot in these sweaters we've seen so far. I love the name like that. If Washington, like if Pittsburgh were to do this jersey and Washington would have a jersey that looks exactly like that, I would be okay with it. They have the penguin up on the shoulder, which I think he's fine chilling out being angry up there. I like, again, with the diagonal sleeves. I don't understand the diagonal sleeves, but that's old school, I guess. But I love the front of it. Just the name, you know, having pride in your city, making that the forefront. I love seeing that.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. Number six. Talk about the LA Kings.
Oh, so this is a very different ranking for us.
Yeah, we're a bit different on this one. So here's the thing. I like the colors. I'm not a Lakers fan. But the colors are really good. I like, you know, you got the purple. It's all very straight. I like the lines. I think it's very, that one makes me feel like Los Angeles. Like I see that and I go, that's an LA style. I really like it. I think it's really clean. I can see people buying this one. I could see the players wearing it. It's very much LA to me.
I can definitely see people around LA wearing it. I can see this being to me, this is like a, like you're jumping on the bandwagon almost, because this just looks like the Lakers. It's their colors. It's kind of like saying like, yeah, in this town, we're second best. That's what it looks. I love the logo. That's the old school 94 Gretzky logo. I dig that. But the colors, I'm sure the Kings have done this in the past, but just colors are just pretty much saying like, yeah, they're the better team. Go like them, and if you like them, you can also wear this because LeBron is the king, and we're also the Kings.
The black, silver, and white, just you hear that, you look at that, and you don't think of LA. You think of Gretzky,
sure, yeah,
but I'm not thinking LA, you know, especially with the purple, when the purple was part of those colors as well. But you look at the purple and gold. That to me screams Los Angeles. It's flashy. It's got some style to it. That very much. The logo could settle down a little bit on this jersey, but to me, that very much screams LA.
Yeah, this one's a lot has a lot of fans, so I'm definitely in the minority of not liking it as much. But I mean, if they would have done a blackout, just that LA Kings logo like they have there in like a
also
gray.
This is a way better logo than that other weird like LA one that they have.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Absolutely, 100%. But if they would have done a black jersey and then just like a slightly less black Los Angeles Kings logo like they have on that jersey, I'd like this a lot more.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right, so that was number six for you.
Mm-hmm.
Number six for me. I think we're going to be talking a lot now because now we're up to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay, convince me as to why this isn't a piece of crap. Because I don't understand it. Like it's just it's very dull. There's no creativity. The white sleeves along the white piping along the sleeves I don't like. And the logo's massive.
The logo, well, that logo is just reminds me of the logo I've always seen with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Just recently they've made it look like an actual leaf.
Fair point.
But this one is kind of like the jersey I've known forever, and they don't change that much. Their colors don't change that much, and this one is actually a little bit differently. They never, at least maybe I'm wrong, because I could be wrong, but I don't remember sleeves like that on a Toronto Maple Leafs jersey.
Let me look real quick through this on NHL uniforms. It looks not great.
It's kind of funny that
I'm not seeing anything that has that kind of piping. Oh no, you know what? They did. 1970 to 72, 73 to 75.
All right, so that's the one. These are
all the way up to 92. Yeah, all the way up to 92. From like the 70s to 92, they had that style. But I still, I mean, I don't like it.
So it's really funny. Anytime that one of these jerseys came out for any of these teams, and I guess the old color was white, they're just like, let's make it somewhat gray. Let's just make it overcast.
Oh, and, I didn't know. It is. I don't like that either.
But at least that's different than the blue and white that they've always done. So, A for effort. Well, maybe not an A, but B plus for effort.
Harsh.
So we're up to top five.
Top five. My number five. Let's talk about the Minnesota North Stars Wild.
Yeah, there we go.
So I actually really like this one. I think the colors are great. I think that the logo even actually looks better with the North Stars colors than the Wild colors. I kind of wish they had just gone with the North Stars, but it's reverse retro. I get it. I kind of wish they had actually had gone. Let me see if I can find the circle logo that they have. That they had up till 2017. They basically had it going from like 2003 to 2017 in variations. I actually wish they kind of had done that one instead of just having the bear. But I actually really like this one. I really think it's very clean, very classic. I like that it has the green, white, gold, or yellow, whatever it is, and then green again on the sleeves. I actually think it's going to look... I think this jersey is going to look really nice on the ice.
I like this one a lot.
This might be one that if it's cheap enough or I can find it on eBay, I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah, this one I really dig. Like you said, I like the North Star colors. This also reminds me, if you're going 90s, this just makes me want to get a can of Slice. Remember Slice? It was like the off-brand Sprite.
Yeah.
That's all this reminds me of. Like the St. Louis Blues reminds me of fast food. This one reminds me of Slice soda. And I just want to drink some of that now.
Hey, we both had this top 10, so pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's actually a really good one. Nice. What's your number five?
My number five was actually my number three in logos, and that's with the Chicago Blackhawks.
Okay, so why is it when they first put out the picture, this is the only one where they only had the back of the jersey? Did you notice that?
I will say... Yeah, and that really annoyed me, and I had this at like 22 because I was like, I'm not investigating, just show me the front of it. But then I actually did look for the front of it. I was a good podcaster and hunted down some pictures, and then I saw the front, and I'm like, all right, fine, this is really good.
So here's my issue with this one, and this is the reason that I had – where did it go? I have this one so high.
You had that at 14.
Yeah.
I have it at 5.
So here's my issue with this one. One, they only showed the back of the picture, so like you, I was like, screw it, I'm not investing it, and I wasn't a good podcaster and I didn't care. But it's fine in terms of like the sleeves and everything, the red on the bottom. I feel like the shoulders a little much for some reason. It bothers me the fact that it says Blackhawks on the top of the logo and Chicago underneath. They're not the Blackhawks Chicago, they're the Chicago Blackhawks, and we read from top to bottom, so that doesn't make sense to me. And I feel like the logo looks a little weird. Aside from being semi, you know, inappropriate.
I did not realize this, but the reason why they didn't show the front is because they were worried about backlash.
I mean, yeah. I didn't care for it.
Huh.
So that was my thought. It's fine. I don't like that the name is upside down. Not upside down. That's misleading. That they're reversed locations. And I just think the logo doesn't look like the normal logo. Am I crazy?
It doesn't. It's supposed to be.
No, it's different. It's definitely different. I don't like this one. So, yeah, I'm not a fan. I might actually have to rank this higher now that I've seen the front of it. Lower, or whatever the terminology would be.
Less good. I really like it. I like the black. I like the black jersey. You don't really see a black jersey very often. I dig that. I like the circle logo as well. I did not realize that they were worried about offending people. So I hope they didn't do that, because it seems like they're going forward with this jersey. But they definitely were trying to hide that logo.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely feels like they were. All right, number four. Wait, did you say year five?
Yeah, that was
year five. Okay, right. Okay, so my number four, let's talk about the Edmonton Oilers.
Okay, I have that at 20.
Yes, you do. So what did you not like about it?
I've seen it before. it's their logo, and it's different than it was, but nothing has changed.
Well, no, hold...
It's still blue, white, and orange.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess they could have gone with the darker colors that they... Oh, no, it has to be their modern colors, though. The jersey style, they could have gone with the ones from, like, the 2008, where it was all, like, a solid color jersey. They could have gone with, like, the mid-90s, with all the extra stripes on it. They're a little different. I like it. I like it. It's classy. It, I guess, doesn't really fit into the whole retro aspect of it, because all their thing is retro, but...
Yeah.
You know, the logo's in the right spot. I think it looks good. I like it.
Yeah, but I've seen it before. So, number four for me, I think we can talk about this team, the New York Rangers. You had this at number 11. I had this at number four. I love the Statue of Liberty logo. I love the stripes on the sleeves. I think that really is a great look. And this just reminds me of college, because our buddy Phil, you know, him and I would work on shoots together, and he would be wearing this jersey. This just takes me back to the old days.
So I have this. What did I have it at? 11. It's not bad. I'm not a Rangers fan, but I always did like the Lady Liberty logo. Yeah. I feel like the sleeves bother me.
I dig the sleeves. I like the sleeves.
Well, because it bothers me because there's no striping on the body part. And yeah, I feel I'm like there needs that. To be consistency throughout. It doesn't have to be across the middle, but it could be across the bottom. That part bothers me, and I think if it's just the bottom, like it looked like before, where the rest of the sleeve was red, I actually think that would have been better.
I dig the sleeves, and no stripe on the body. This makes it look like you're always saying, it makes it look like a hoodie or a sweater or something that you could always wear.
Fair enough. I think if they really wanted to go with, they could have done the New York written down, or what was I going to say? I had a good train of thought of where to go with this, and I totally forgot what it was.
This could have been, like, you could take out the NYR, put USA, and that could be an Olympic jersey.
Yeah, but I feel like you can say, like, all Rangers jerseys.
Yeah, but this one really, like, you could keep the Statue of Liberty. Like, you could keep that logo.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, I had it at 11. It's not bad. Yeah. I just feel like it's a little dull for me.
All right, we're now on to the top three. And it's interesting because I think our top three are going to match pretty close.
All right. So at number three, no, I think your number one is my number three. I'm going to guess.
Okay.
So at number three, I have the Hartford Whalers.
Okay. My number three, I have the Colorado Nordiques.
My number two, ladies and gentlemen, the Washington Capitals.
My number two, the Washington Capitals.
Yeah, I knew what your number one was going to be. All right, so here's the thing about this Caps jersey. My only real complaint, the blue on the bottom's a little weird. Like, if it was red the rest of the way, it should have been all blue. My only real complaint is I wish it was the Capitol Dome logo instead of the Eagle.
Yes. That is why it's not ranked number one for me.
And then it should have been a straight line across the bottom with no capitals written in. I actually really like this jersey. And if it's cheap enough, at some point, I'll likely pick it up. My other only complaint about this is the Screaming Eagle is too big.
That's a big eagle.
It's way bigger than the eagle was on the old blue and white jerseys. I don't understand what that's all about. So he needs to relax. But aside from that, I actually think it's great. I really like it. And not just because I'm a Caps fan. You know, the sleeves all line up. You know, you have the different height on each sleeve from where the stripes are, but it lines up perfectly with the part across the body. I actually really like that. I just think the logo should have been reversed and they should have been flat.
Yeah, this is another one. Shoulder logo I like way more than the Screaming Eagle. So I would have liked to have seen the Capitol building as the main logo, but I like the blue at the bottom. I like the striping. It definitely, again, this is a perfect retro reverse sweater. I think they're doing exactly what they should be doing here.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's classy. I like it.
All right, so you're number one. I'll let you do the honors.
My number one. Now, it's interesting that two of my top three are teams that were stolen, and I don't like that they were stolen, but their old jerseys are so classy, but it really annoys me that they got to use these. My number one is the Colorado Avalanche's Quebec Nordiques jersey. I really like the Quebec Nordiques logo, both the fleur-de-lis and the N with the hockey stick. I think it looks really nice in the Colorado Avalanche colors. I actually think it's really classy. I have a Nordiques jersey here, and it does. It's very much like, I mean, you can't tell because in the picture on the thing, the person's got their sleeves rolled up a little bit. But yeah. I actually really like how it looks in the old Quebec style, but with the Avalanche colors, it's actually real classic. I think Andre Burakovsky is going to look very nice in this jersey.
And is Grubauer still there, right? Is Grubauer
yeah,
there?
Yeah, but I think, weren't they looking for a goalie?
I don't know. I can't remember. I agree with you. I think this is a sweet looking jersey. I love the colors. I love that it's the Avalanche colors. I think it looks really good. I love the Nordiques logo. I love everything about it. This is a top three. This is a home
top
run.
Top three is number one.
Number one for you. Top three for me. But I love it. I it's very classic jersey. I it's great.
All right, so let's point out here that your number one
is
a pretty heated rival of your favorite team.
That's true, but the Hartford Whalers, they were the first team I fell in love with before the Washington Capitals. Hartford, it's a sweet jersey. The whale comes back as well on the shoulder, which is even cooler.
Don't think Carolina should be allowed to wear it. They stole the team.
Eh. I mean, as long as they don't take like the history away from Hartford, like when the Colts left Baltimore and went to Indy, they started claiming Johnny U and everything the Baltimore Colts did. Like, you can't do that. We didn't take the Browns and then steal all of their history from Cleveland. We just took the team. So
I don't know. Screw Carolina. But this jersey is very nice.
But they didn't do anything to like with their colors, right? It's like just a legit.
Yeah, they just went jersey. Like legit Hartford. Like, I feel like they could have actually. I would have ranked it lower, in that regard, or higher, whatever the terminology is. If they kept it, yeah, that doesn't make sense. So like the reverse retro doesn't always apply to all of these teams because they didn't go with Carolina's colors. So yeah, you're right. It's weird. Like, if they had put this in Carolina's colors, it would have made more sense.
I think people
and
would
pissed
have,
off everybody in Hartford.
I think everybody would have been ticked off about that. But I think the NHL knows how popular of a logo this is. Like, the Whalers, people love the Whalers. So I can see them not wanting to tick anybody, well, more people than they did already off with these jerseys. But, I mean, Hartford Whalers, there's such history there. I absolutely love the logo. It's, you know, that famous line in Mallrats. You know, Hartford, the whale, they beat Vancouver once, maybe twice in a lifetime. If they do not wear this jersey against Vancouver, huge mistake. Carolina Hurricanes versus Vancouver Canucks, they must wear these jerseys. Otherwise, this entire thing is a failure. For the entire league, failure.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Or just not have stole the team from Hartford. But hey, that's just me.
First game I ever went to was Whalers versus Capitals.
Oh. I don't remember who I saw.
And the only reason I went was because WrestleMania 11, where it was Bam Bam Bigelow versus Lawrence Taylor, took place in Hartford, Connecticut. And my family and I went up there for the Fan Fest. Didn't stay for WrestleMania for some reason. But went to the Fan Fest. So I got to go to Hartford, and they absolutely loved their Whalers. It's one of the reasons why I love that team so much is because the town, like, it's the only thing they had, and they embraced it completely. That and the Huskies, the college basketball team. So is that our show?
Yeah, we did it. We made it through all 31. We both agree that the Caps, the Nordiques, and the Whalers were the best.
Yes.
Screw you, Hurricanes. And that Anaheim was a dumpster fire. Yeah, because that was 30 for me and 31 for you. What was
our
and Vegas, like, they can join the dumpster fire.
Our hatred and our love is very similar, but that middle ground, we do not agree on that much.
Mm-mm, no, not at all.
Yeah.
Did you see the pictures that were out with the Caps logo? I think the Caps put them out actually on Twitter. Of the, like, Bondra and Ovechkin. They had one of Tom Wilson wearing the jersey. It actually looks real cool. And the blue blends in nicely to the pants. But yeah. They had a picture of Bondra in the old blue, and they, like, morphed it into the red. The new one, the one that they have now, which actually looks real nice. And they did the same thing with Ovechkin in his early days in the white with the Screaming Eagle.
I saw that. Yeah, that's a cool-looking picture.
Yeah, that one, the Bondra, actually, I think the Bondra one is really cool. But that's also because he's my favorite player.
Well, if you would like to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. Which one was your favorite retro reverse jersey? Let us know. You can let us know over on Twitter. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. And Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals-related stuff when I have a time. And there's actually something to talk about. As well as talking about Arsenal Football Club and how they're really frustrating and need to score more goals. And talking about other sorts of interesting things and the Bills and how not one freaking defender could knock the ball away from the dude.
Yeah, I lost my my office league because of the stupid Bills.
Not one guy could go and be like, no, thank you. Let me just knock that thing away. But yeah, we got off track. But yeah, that's following me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. But hey, if you've enjoyed the show, if you enjoyed our fine thoughts about fashion, then go ahead and check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. It's when new shows will come out, where we'll post about when new shows are coming out, as well as all sorts of other interesting tidbits regarding the Washington Capitals, Hershey Bears, South Carolina Stingrays, and anything else associated really with hockey or things that Brandon finds funny.
Yeah.
That will be on there at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon, if anybody happens to be a fan of the Baltimore Ravens, is there another podcast they can listen to?
They can. If they want to hear my ramblings or my annoyances at the team right now from that loss on Sunday, they can go over and listen to the Call podcast. That's my Baltimore Ravens podcast that we put out every single week. Me and my buddy Josh break down games. We preview games, do a little bit of everything on that show, kind of like what we used to do with this show when there was actually things to talk about. So make sure you go over and check us out. We are the Call podcast, available wherever you listen to this podcast. Now, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok, anywhere you are social on the web or with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Coach Dan, have a good and happy Thanksgiving. Hope you enjoy yourself. Eat some turkey. Be safe, everybody out there.
You too, sir.
Anything else we should cover in the show? We all done.
I don't think there's any more. We talked about the weird potential third/fourth jersey. Talked about all the bad jerseys. Looks like I think Tom Wilson was back skating.
Yeah, he's back in D.C. I know. He's all hopeful there might be a season.
I don't see how you can't have one. Lundqvist revealed his pads.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, and his lid. We saw his lid and the pads.
Yeah, so the pad thing I think is cool when they have like it all lined up. But when a player, when he's making a save, it's going to look weird because hopefully they're not together unless he's doing like that double leg kickout thing. We'll see. There's been a bunch of articles come out recently at various places. Japers Rink, The Athletic, NBC Washington, NBC Sports Washington, whatever it's called, about, you know, who's going to play where. And third line right wing's an interesting one. I think, you know, Ponick's got a good opportunity to play there. You know, he got a new coach, so he'll give likely everybody a second chance. And Daniel Sprong is one to keep an eye on to see how he does.
All right. Well, that is pretty much it for the show. Everyone, thank you all for listening. Say it loud. Say it proud. Don't say it close to anybody. Wear a mask.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.